Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
Hi guys, since Thanksgiving is this week, we decided to do the fanfic files a little differently this time around. Instead of us both reading our chosen fanfics in one episode, we decided to split them up into two-part episodes. So last week in part one of this episode, I shared a Clue AU fanfic. If you haven't checked it out, go do that. But in this week's part two episode, Kayla will finally get to share her chosen fanfic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for it.
I'm excited too.
So welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Yoongi, please drop your mixtape.
Yes, please do. Or I cannot tell you how much Jin's forehead impacts me. The combination of his forehead and his brows. The most impactful forehead. I know we haven't gotten to the forehead episode.
I know.
But I started to research a little bit and I had to pause during a video and I was like, Jin. Jin wins them all.
Oh, man. Yeah, his forehead and really the forehead and brow combo it's so
Master
powerful.
Master in Japan was life-changing for a lot of us.
Yeah. So if you're down for that, then you're in the right place. So, of course, today I am reading my fanfic. Mm-hmm. And the one that I have chosen today is written by Iridescent Pulse. This was published to AO3 and the story is called Jackpot.
Okay.
So this was published on July 21st, 2017.
Wait, seven. What month?
I was like, really? okay.
July.
Literally,
yeah.
I was like, May is 5. I got married in June. That's 6. Okay, July 7. Sometimes, yeah, okay.
Our minds don't think that way a lot of times. You're cool.
So this was published on July 21st, 2017. When I accessed this story, it had 145 kudos, only 3 comments, and 1,961 hits. And truly, I feel like it deserves more. Like, just like you said last week, which, wow, your Clue AU, I'm still thinking about it. Incredible.
I felt so honored that Eileen, like, went and had her brother watch Clue with her. Like, the actual movie. I'm like, damn it. I need to figure out how to rent it so I can watch it too. But like,
yes, it's so good. And
it's a classic, right? So
it's a classic.
I need to see it.
But it was so fun hearing it reimagined, you know, as BTS. Mm-hmm. And I also am sharing a fanfic that is like based off of a movie today.
Yeah.
Randomly found this. I was not trying to find like one that was also based on a movie, but this is loosely based on the 2008 movie 21, which is a movie in which MIT students who are like in a math club, mm-hmm. they end up like with their teacher learning how to count cards, mm-hmm. While playing blackjack. And then they go together to casinos and illegally count cards for like loads of money.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this movie.
You've seen this movie? Yeah. Awesome. Yes. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've seen it. Mm-hmm. So, because I'm not that great at summarizing, and also this is like a relatively short fic. This is like a 4,500 word fic. I'm going to read most of it, but I'm going to summarize just a couple parts. Okay. But this, this person, Iridescent Pulse, their writing is so great that I just wanted to include it all.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm going to dive into it.
Let's go.
He was finally getting used to the bright, almost blinding lights of the casino interior, multiple shades of the spectrum heightening his senses as they flashed. Loud bells and buzzers and music invaded his ears. He was having a little bit of trouble adjusting to the atmosphere. It had been 2 years since he had stepped into one of these buildings, and he hadn't thought he ever would return. But the temptation was too great. He didn't need the money, although it was a nice perk. It was for the thrill of what he was about to do, beat the system. In the moment, the anxiety from the act made his heart race, and he loved the feeling. It was like riding a really long roller coaster, since they usually stayed at least a few hours or more in the casino lobbies. He caught the eyes of Namjoon, staring at him from across a sea of tables over the side. A pink tongue darted out, swiping swiftly over his bottom lip before Namjoon returned his attention to the card game happening in front of him. The table was hot. He quickly finished his second drink, his body loose from the strong liquor now running through his system. He wouldn't be able to do this without a little help from the alcohol. His nerves were already on end, but during this, he never felt more alive. Mm-hmm. The high was worth it. The feeling of being on cloud nine. He fingered the chips in his pockets as he strolled over to the table that Namjoon resided at, greeting the other two guests and the dealer politely as he sat down in an empty seat. It wasn't a large table, smaller than he was used to. Namjoon must have been here at least 30 minutes or more working the deck. They had entered separately, and Yoongi and Hoseok were spread out somewhere in the casino as well. They had paired differently in college. This was not meant to be a serious night. It was meant to be a stakeout. This particular casino was new on the strip, and they hadn't hit up anything in quite a while. There would be no suspicions against them, and they were free to play, at least for a little while. It was all they would need. Namjoon took a sip of his drink before grimacing. Too sweet. 16 plus. So that's like the value mm-hmm. of the table, of the cards on the table, plus 16. Mm-hmm. Seokjin's eyes swept the table before placing his chips in the space before him, smiling as the dealer flicked a card in his direction and then another as they cycled through.
Ooh. Okay, so Jin. Okay.
It's Jin. Yeah. An ace was revealed first and then a two. The count was now plus 18. Luck would be on his side that night. He could feel it. He sent a small smirk in Namjoon's direction as he slid two red chips to sit below his cards. He was dressed expensively. No one would bat an eye at his $1,000 inn. His disguise as a wealthy millionaire's bored son worked back then, and it would work the same now. Which is like, God, mm-hmm. it's so Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowingly to him, someone was watching.
Ooh.
The table was still hot, but cooling rapidly. He had gotten a waitress to bring him a new drink, and he was halfway finished with it when another man sat down across from him. He was dressed nicely, the fitted button-down shirt doing wonders to show off his well-built chest and biceps. He had a young face, younger than he expected to be in this establishment, but he knew that was most likely part of his charm. His hair was dark and slightly shaggy, and his wide smile showcased his perfect teeth. It reminded Seokjin of a bunny. An attractive bunny.
An attractive bunny. Okay.
He greeted everyone at the table, but Seokjin tried not to give him much of his attention. He was about ready to leave and take a break. He only had a few more hands before he could collect his chips, rest for a bit, and go join Hoseok and Yoongi at another table. His eyes were focused on the cards, keeping the count. Currently, it was plus 13. A 5 was played. Plus 14. A jack. Back to plus 13. The weather has been nice, hasn't it? A light voice spoke from next to him, and he turned to the blonde man who had not spoken a single word other than his bet this entire time. Seokjin found the timing odd that this man had been there a while. Now the table was full, with the addition to the brunette. Speaking of which... It has indeed, the brunette answered the blonde, keeping his gaze longer than necessary. Had they been complete strangers, it was like how he was with Namjoon. The brunette caught his eye and reached to raise his drink as an act of acknowledgement. Could this duo be card counters as well? He stared over at the man a few more moments before looking back down at the table, letting out a silent curse. The dealer had already placed 4 new cards. He had to be quick. His eyes flashed the table, going in the direction of the hand. Namjoon had gotten a 3, plus 14. The blonde had gotten a new 8, still plus 14. He caught up to the dealer who had placed an ace down in front of him just as he had finished the mental math in his head. Blackjack! Wow, maybe I sat down at the wrong time. You must be lucky, the brunette commented, but Seokjin just frowned. There was a glint in the newcomer's dark eyes, something that was enticing as he smiled at Seokjin after his seemingly loaded, innocent comment. He took a sip of his drink, gaze still locked with Seokjin's own. It almost seemed like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Since the blonde man had been there since the beginning, he could only assume that the brunette that resembled a bunny was a big player. 2 big players at one table.
Big players.
I know. That's, you know, like the...
Seokjin and Jungkook.
I know, right? The heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 at one table and 2 spotters. If he'd ever been in the same situation, no one had made it obvious or called him out. But Seokjin was very observant and exceptional at reading people. It was painfully obvious that this man was trying to bait him into losing count. Sir, your bet? The dealer asked, making Seokjin flush and glance at the table, betting a measly $100 chip. His jaw clenched, flush starting to trail up his neck and ears. Namjoon yawned, faking his exhaustion, and bet low as well. I must be getting tired. Tired. That was the signal word. He tried to piece it together, but a sudden pressure on his ankles stopped him. What the hell? A chuckle off to his side. The brunette was slouched in his chair, a full grin set on his face. The mysterious object started to travel up his leg, his inner thigh.
Oh no.
As it settled between his legs, he could hardly suppress the sounds that wanted to escape his mouth. The realization hitting him hard. It was a foot. The casino had cloths on all the tables. Usually they were stripped bare to hinder any cheating attempts, but Seokjin guessed since this was a newer place, they wanted it for the atmosphere. He tried to sit up straighter, but the foot followed, settling back in between his crotch. He felt trapped. He couldn't just suddenly leave. That would draw too much attention. There wasn't much shifting he could do in his seat, and he couldn't possibly cross his legs because the foot was in the way. He couldn't reach down under the table. He would probably be accused of cheating by the dealer. He was stuck for at least one more round. Namjoon shot him a strange glance, but all he could do was stare back helplessly for a moment before turning back to the table. He had lost the count and didn't know what his next move should be. He only had big chips. He barely held in a moan as the pressure between his legs increased. The only sound was the ringing in his ears as the situation at hand sent a shiver down his spine. It was too much. This man was simply too much. Seokjin had never been challenged like this. He had nothing to fight back with. No one had ever done this before. Which, like, okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He was completely caught off guard and out in the open. This was a public space, and he was turned on by a foot massaging his crotch. He would have laughed so hard and busted a gut if it had happened to anyone else, but it was happening to him. He squirmed a bit, but it was no use. The pressure remained. The biggest emotion he felt was mild annoyance.
The pressure remained. I'm sorry.
I know. He didn't come here for a hookup. He came here to count. Besides, he didn't know if this guy was just doing it to mess him up, if he knew he was a big player, or if he was trying to flirt. Seokjin decided if it was the latter, he was failing miserably. He didn't even know the man's name. But that did make the situation even more alluring. He chose to stay safe at his 17, even though he knew the dealer probably had great odds of getting higher than that, and if it got around him again while his cards were frozen. He was proven right when the round was over, the dealer locking in a 20 with a four-card combo. Seokjin tried discreetly to take a deep breath before stopping the dealer politely, slowly regaining his composure so he could leave the table looking semi-unfazed. "I'd like to color up, please." He didn't really need to. Most of his chips were of the higher denomination, but it bought him a little bit more of time. He jerked his hips once the dealer had turned to count the chips on his own side, and the foot was knocked off. He glared intensely over at the man who had been teasing him, wanting to call him out, but holding his tongue. He was met with a satisfied smirk. Seokjin tried to walk as normally as he could to the nearest bathroom, thankful that it was deserted after he entered. He leaned against a cool wall, his hand coming up to rub against his face as he focused on breathing, the weight of the situation crashing over him like a tidal wave. This was definitely not how this night was supposed to go. He hadn't stepped foot in a casino or in any other of any kind for years after the group had decided to lay low after Seokjin and Yoongi had graduated. They had met their goal at the very least. Seokjin hadn't really done it for the money anyways, although it was a very nice perk. So basically all of them, Namjoon, Yoongi, Hoseok, and Seokjin, were in it for different reasons. Like, mm-hmm. Namjoon was trying to pay bills. A couple of them wanted to, like, get a place to live. And, you know, over the years, like, it's been 2 years, and really, like, their part-time jobs don't cut it. So they ended up coming back to, okay, let's try to go count cards as a team again.
Yeah, to make money. Yeah.
Over to
for
make money
reasons,
and
yeah.
For different reasons now, but they have their own system, obviously, their own codes, their own language, and mm-hmm. now, like, even a simple phrase or a flick of the wrist has a double meaning for them. Mm-hmm. So they had first split into teams with Seokjin and Hoseok and Namjoon and Yoongi, but as time went on, they all kind of naturally play with anyone. Seokjin is the only one who really had a preference how he would play. He's always the big player. He didn't really like spotting as much because it didn't have as much of a thrill, and he loved the thrill of the mm-hmm. gambling, which, like I said, like, he's not really in it for the money, really into the thrill in the moment of how he feels in the moment. Mm-hmm. So now it feels like a mistake somehow. Had he won enough at the table before that brat had shown up and the deck had been cooling, but the fact that he had been pretty much forced to leave the table after what happened, it made him super pissed. It says it made his blood boil. Mm. So he's in the bathroom. He needed to calm down. He let out a deep sigh and made his way over to the marble sink where he turned on the water and splashed a bit over his face. He supported himself as he leaned over the sink, staring down at the running water. He failed to notice the door opening behind him, eyes closed, lost in thought. Seokjin made a startled noise as a hand suddenly swept over his waist, his head whipping up to look behind him, stray droplets of water temporarily staining the fabric of his button-down shirt. He was met by a teasing smirk and the mischievous gaze of the stranger that had been plaguing his thoughts all night.
Wow.
I know. I have to say, he chuckled lowly, I didn't expect to run into you here, Seokjin. Although, great minds think alike, I suppose. This place is prime picking since it's so new on the strip. Regardless, I never imagined actually meeting you so soon. The taller man continued to stare back at the newcomer, unsure of what to say. Was he supposed to know who this person was? The other sighed and stepped away ever so slightly, still well within Seokjin's personal space as he pressed further back against the marble. My name is Jungkook. I'm the new ace of M-Line. So M-Line was like the math club that they were involved in at school. Mm. And once basically it split up into like the Youngs and the Maknaes. Mm-hmm. So basically once the Youngs graduated, when they were in the club, there was like rumors and talk of like them being into gambling or whatever. But nothing was like ever substantiated, obviously. Mm-hmm. But now like these are like the kind of the next gen who took over for them.
Also, what I love about this is that, like, this is a Jungkook kind of pursuing Seokjin, whereas you have done this kind of fic before with this pair, but it was more Seokjin pursuing Jungkook. So I love it.
Yeah. And he is pursuing hard. Like,
they're like doing this game live and he's like playing ultimate footsie under the table.
Right. So obviously Jungkook knew who Seokjin was because his reputation preceded him because of this group. But, you know, Jin has no idea who Jungkook is. So we continue. So Jungkook, Seokjin stood up straighter, mouth stretched into a frown. Why did you come to our table? If you're truly here only to stake out the place and earn big before they actually start paying closer attention, coming to my table and messing up my count would be a waste of time. You had plenty of other tables to choose from. I wanted to see what all the hype was about. I wasn't disappointed. It takes a lot to ruin your concentration, huh? The shorter man chuckled. Seokjin's face started to flush as he shifted his hips, his body remembering the feeling of Jungkook's socked foot pressed against his crotch. I'm not interested in mind games tonight. Oh, come on. What's the harm? We're in a casino, gambling. Why not make a small, innocent bet?
Innocent.
He leaned close. I know, right?
Lies.
He leaned closer, so close that Seokjin could feel Jungkook's warm breath against his neck as he spoke. Or are you too scared I'll win? Seokjin could have said no, could have called him a shitty name and left, and Jungkook must have known that particular line would strike the taller deep man to his core. He was a gambler at heart after all. The risk was too tempting, too alluring. A shiver crept up his spine as Jungkook's exhale tickled his throat once more. He briefly thought of his friends, of Yoongi rolling his eyes at being provoked by this kid. But there was something about him that drew Seokjin in, something that evoked a new sense of thrill in his chest. He met his gaze, a fierce determination set in his eyes. What did you have in mind? The pair, surprisingly, ended up at the roulette table, not blackjack. They had walked by a table that Hoseok had been at. Seokjin just sent him a reassuring smile and a small shake of his hand. They would be able to meet up later. First things first, no funny business. Seokjin mumbled as Jungkook sat in the plush chair next to him. He ignored the amused laugh and reached into his pocket to set some chips in front of on the table in front of him. Seokjin, I know that's not all you have. Jungkook pulled out a handful of his own chips, most of them 500 and 1,000 denominations. I'm laying it all out for you. Can't you do the same? Don't you have any faith? So, oh my gosh. Jin is like having this little, okay, I guess I have to put all these chips up here because it's kind of like this power struggle at this mm-hmm. point. So he ends up revealing all of his chips, emptying out his pocket onto the table in front of them. And Jungkook just sits there and smiles and like pats his knee. So they both watch the wheel for a few rounds, getting a feel for the game. Seokjin hadn't played since the first time he had ever been in a casino, and it was slightly refreshing to play another game seriously, not just blackjack. Jungkook made the first bet, 500 on black evens. Seokjin looked over at him, surprised. He didn't know that they were starting so specific. Usually he started with just colors, but 500 on red evens. Mm-hmm. He matched it. He sat back, ignoring the bets called by other participants at the table. The wheel was spun and the sound was loud as it echoed around his head. His jaw clenched. He couldn't lose this. The wheel slowly stopped turning, the white ball falling into a slot. A red 32. Okay. He resisted the urge. I know, right? Amazing. He resisted the urge to jump up and shout, restraining himself to sending a teasing smirk to his competition's direction. Jungkook ran his tongue over the inside of his cheek, clearly irritated, but there was a fierce determination in his gaze.
So fucking hot.
I know.
The tongue inside his cheek. Yeah.
Right? Okay, so it reminded Seokjin of himself.
Oh!
Seokjin won the next round, but then Jungkook won the one after that. The feeling of thrill was still there, but someone else had slowly crept in as well. The more bets he made, happiness. He was having fun. He wasn't calculating anything except the amount of the bid, but even that came as second nature after the number of rounds they had done. The high he was feeling now was far superior than what he had felt in the past. Jungkook had signaled a waitress, and they were both sipping on their respective drinks. Seokjin, a martini. Jungkook, a mojito. What does that taste like? The brunette asked innocently, his eyes sweeping over the glass. You've never had a martini before? How old are you? 21. Jungkook's fingers slid over the blonde's wrist, holding it gently as he leaned down and sipped the opaque drink, face grimacing a moment later. That's gross. What the fuck? Seokjin chuckled softly, a hearty flush of red slowly starting to creep over his cheeks. Just go back to your wannabe soda. I will, to get the nasty taste out of my mouth. That's pure garbage. Seokjin just rolled his eyes and sipped the bitter liquid himself before setting it back down on the table. He honestly ordered it as something to sip on. He didn't want to drink too much, but this was just enough. Mm-hmm. They place more bets, wins and loses a blur. Seokjin honestly should have paid attention, but in that moment, he found himself not caring. The rush from pure luck clouded his judgment, and he liked it. A gentle hand suddenly sat against his thigh, catching his attention. He gazed down and turned to Jungkook, ready to yell at him about touching him, when he clearly said at the beginning for the younger brunette to keep his hands to himself, but the look in Jungkook's eyes stopped him. His full attention was on the game in front of them, the soft wrinkles beside his eyes showing pure excitement. His grin was wide and his body was lean forward. Jungkook had touched him with no ill intention. It was only an unconscious reaction.
Sure.
He decided not to say anything. Soon, Jungkook had finished his drink, and Seokjin slowly felt the excitement slipping away. The younger man turned to him, a determined look in his eyes, always with these determined looks. Mm-hmm. A kiss for good luck, he muttered quietly before grabbing the back of Seokjin's neck and pulling him in, the blonde too shocked to push away. The gentle pressure of Jungkook's lips on his own sent a new flush of red over his ears and cheeks, the rush returning full force. Jungkook's tongue swept over his bottom lip before he pulled back, letting Seokjin go. He returned his attention to the wheel.
Wow.
21 to the...
wow. Also, I'm just like amazed at how, you know, how present Jungkook is and like just how confident and forefront Jungkook is.
Wow. I love it. I love Jungkook being written like this. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I just have to point out, in case you haven't thought about it yet, like, Jin is blonde right now.
Yeah,
like,
he
thinking
is blonde,
like,
yeah.
Fire blonde Jin. Like, oh God, how fucking incredible.
Mm, no, I was thinking of it when in this particular paragraph where they're describing like Jin as blonde, just thinking of Jungkook like licking his lips. I'm just like, wow. I just went to that Fire music video where Jin like thumbs at his bottom lip. It's like, shit.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. So, 21 to the maximum, Jungkook called out, causing the entire table to look at him in shock, including Seokjin. Jungkook, that's all your chips. What the hell are you doing? Seokjin's head spun, the mere thought of what Jungkook had just bet snapping him back into reality faster than a rubber band. Jungkook just held that cocky smile and went to move his chips forward. There was suddenly a loud alarm, making the duo jump a split second before the sprinklers above them started to sprout water all over the interior, the machines, all and the guests. There were screams of panic and people began to rush toward the exit. Seokjin darted to stand, but Jungkook grabbed his wrist. Don't forget your chips, he managed to say while pocketing his own. Seokjin barely heard him over the chaos, but picked up on what he was doing, slipping his own brightly covered chips into his pocket. Seokjin realized that if they parted like this, there was a high chance that they wouldn't see each other again, at least not for a while. He knew nothing about Jungkook other than his name, his age, and the fact that he went to his old university. Honestly, that's a lot to go
on. That's a lot of information. You could probably find him.
Okay. Well, you know. Okay. The water continued to rain down on them, but Seokjin didn't want to. I just keep seeing you. You're still laughing. You're like trying to hide it.
I forgot that you could see me. I forgot that we're FaceTiming.
We're FaceTiming.
I was really trying to hold it in.
It's just so funny because that is so much information. Like, you could find somebody on Facebook and like... in like 15 seconds.
Oh man, I need to drink some water.
Oh God.
Okay. I totally forgot that you could see me because you went right back into the story and I'm like, I'm just going to like collect myself and just like,
I was trying to collect myself.
I'm like going to hang off to the side and just keep my mouth shut, but you can see me struggling. That's funny.
It was because you moved to the side and because normally your mouth is behind the microphone.
The mic, yeah.
So I can't see it as much, but you moved and I just see your whole mouth just like.
My face beat red.
Smiling so much. Okay. All right. God, okay. That was really funny. If he did, he would have to go find his friends and leave Jungkook. Jungkook seemed to sense Seokjin's hesitancy as he had to go locate his own friends that he arrived with. He pulled him close, swiftly, and pressed his lips against his flushed ear. Pink Flamingo, 2 a.m. He grinned when Seokjin stared back at him as he pulled back, confused looks set on his face. See you later. He darted off and Seokjin stood until he was ushered out by casino employees. So, Jin has no fucking clue what pink flamingo could mean. Mm-hmm. And he goes to find Namjoon, Hoseok, and Yoongi, and then they go back to their rooms and, like, he showers and changes into clothes. Mm-hmm. But throughout this whole time, he still doesn't know what this pink flamingo is. Mm-hmm. He was like, Las Vegas has a ton of pink flamingos in the city. Even on the strip where they were, it's almost laughable. He had no idea where even to go, where even to start looking. So just desperately, he grabbed his key card and he just started to walk out of the hotel. Mm-hmm. So right when he got down to the lobby and the elevator doors opened, he sees sitting across the hotel lobby, Jungkook sitting on a couch holding a pink stuffed flamingo. Mm-hmm. Jungkook, he says, I was hoping you were staying in this hotel too. Jungkook flashed a quick grin, the wrinkles once again forming beside his eyes. Seokjin found the action endearing. He couldn't resist him. Something inside of him snapped, and he found himself standing right in front of the younger man. He was tired of the games. Damn it, I'm cashing in, he said, and leaned down, capturing Jungkook's lips in a heated kiss. His mind was a mix of emotions, a sea of uncertainty, but he did know one thing for sure. He wanted Jungkook.
I love that phrase. Damn it, I'm cashing in.
I know. It's so good.
That's incredible.
God. Do you want to come up to my room? He mumbled against the brunette's lips, loving the way Jungkook's arms slid up and over his shoulders, pulling him closer, the stuffed toy falling into his lap. Jungkook chuckled softly. I thought you'd never ask. Seokjin laid back against the sheets, still very naked, but extremely sated. Jungkook curled up against him, his chest still heaving, but breath slowly returning to normal. The night had ended extremely different than what he had anticipated, and he was sure that his friends would have a million questions for him tomorrow. He glanced at the clock sitting beside the bed, the red numbers glaring harshly in the semi-dark room. 3 a.m. Later today, he mentally corrected himself. That was fun, Jungkook mumbled against his skin, pressing his lips to place a gentle kiss against his shoulder. Glad to have been of service. I mean it. It's probably the best night of my entire life. Seokjin made a sound of acknowledgement. Now that he was lying still, the momentum he had had since 5 the previous night was rapidly draining from his system. Something did strike him as odd, though. He found himself asking before he could stop himself. I do have one question. We were both obviously there last night to be big players, and we seemed to share the same sense of competition. Counting would have been way more intense. Why didn't you challenge me in blackjack instead of roulette? Jungkook was silent for a bit, so Jin wondered if he had fallen asleep. But soon a soft chuckle echoed through the room. I would have lost. I've never actually officially counted before or even played blackjack to gamble. Tonight was supposed to be my first time. Jimin thought hitting a new casino would be a little easier to break me in. I was too nervous to do anything. Seokjin stared down at him, his mouth slightly open. He didn't know how to respond. This cocky kid that had been able to distract him so easily, had it actually played before? Mm-hmm. What about roulette? He asked loudly, his eyes wide as Jungkook tilted his head to look up at him. Nope.
No! Jungkook played him.
He played him so hard. He grabbed the blanket from where it had been kicked to the foot of the bed and brought it up, covering Seokjin's lower body and up to his own chest. Seokjin continued to glare down at him before releasing a bark of laughter. He glanced over the tokens on the table. How lucky Jungkook actually had to have been that night. You really are something else, he mumbled, running his fingers through Jungkook's soft strands of hair. Something that Seokjin had not been looking for, but had unexpectedly found. His own personal jackpot.
No, wow. Oh. That is so cute.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
I love it. I love it. I, you know, what was, I think, the biggest thing for me was just how Jungkook came on so hard to Jin. Mm-hmm. And I feel that's just not how Jungkook is usually played in fanfics. Like, usually Jungkook is more shy, more timid, you know, holds back a little bit. But he was just, like, full on in this. And I loved that. I loved seeing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, just, he just, you know, he went in full out with the confidence that I feel like we all wish that we had. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm glad that you liked that.
I loved the whole story. I love that he had never actually played before, that was kind of like a little twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the tags on this fanfic was like, wait till the end. And I love stuff like that. Like, I love a little twist. I love a little twist,
yeah.
A little spice at the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
you don't really know unless you read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I thought that it was super fun and so well written. You know, again,
this was written by another Jin Cook from you.
It was a really long time ago when I did that Jin Cook one.
That was our very first one, I believe, that you did a Jin Cook.
I don't think so. I think it must have been our second one.
Oh, really?
My first one was a Yoonmin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where they, like,
right.
made the cookies. Yeah. And it was, like, so graphic.
Yeah. But I remember yeah. Jin Cook and the, like, text messages. And, the like, text had messages. Me read it. That was so fun.
That was fun. Yeah, so I had to do Jin Cook again. Honestly, I don't like search for a specific ship. I just search for good yeah. writing and like interesting stories. And I just find
it's
what
the plot.
I
it's
find.
The plot that draws you in the most. And that it's yeah. well written, of course.
Yeah,
I
for
struggle
sure.
if it's not well written.
Yeah. So anyways, Jackpot by Iridescent Pulse. Oh, that was amazing.
That was great. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
I loved
yeah.
it.
Well, we hope that you guys have a happy Thanksgiving
yes.
if you celebrate it, if
happy
you're here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't, I know like Canadian Thanksgiving was a while ago, a couple weeks
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, it's nice to be thankful for what you have and be grateful for your friends and your family.
Yeah.
And I think Bethany and I are feeling some of that. Like, today and
oh,
in
yeah.
recent days, we've been so mushy gushy with each
mushy,
other.
Mushy, like, I love our friendship. I love that we can do this. We're over a thousand miles apart and we're still this close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's special. Yeah,
it's so special.
It's so nice to be grateful and thankful for the things that you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're very thankful for the friendship that we have, and we're thankful for this podcast
mm-hmm.
and that
we're
you guys
thankful
are
for BTS and all of you guys
yes. and you guys that you guys listen and care to listen and that you, you know, have fun with us every week. And
mm-hmm.
we have a great time. So
yeah.
thanks for letting us do this. Anyways. Now I'm mushy gushy. So if you like this episode, if you've liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can reach out to us on email or on any of our social medias. Let us know what you thought or, you know, just anything in general, really. We just want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And hang out. You can also write us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. And then, of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.